Copy 4, DJW, mobile.
Portable.
Mobile.
Clear.
4DJC, monitoring.
DJC, W4DJW, handheld, portable, and clear, mobile.
What are you doing today?
Well, I took a load to Goodwill, and then I went and waited in line at Long John Silver's, and I got bored, so I decided to see if this handheld in my wife's car was working.
It works pretty good. It's kind of got some white noise, but other than that, you're perfectly legible.
Okay, well, it's good to know. I was still on the call there and saying stuff so that I could go back home and listen to the recording afterwards just to see what it sounded like, to see how good it was getting in. I bumped the battery up to high power before I left the house, and it hasn't been charged in about a month, so I don't know how long it'll last. It could die with the next transmission, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little scratchy, as you would expect, with a handheld, but, I mean, like I said, it's perfectly legible. You know, your voice, you got a good radio voice anyway, but you're fully legible. But if you move around, it may not be, but it sounds good to me.
Well, I appreciate that. That's good to know. I don't use it very much, and I'm afraid, you know, like a lot of my handhelds that I don't use very much, the batteries go down, and they get to where they won't recharge or recycle or anything, so I need to use them a lot more than I do. And I don't use my wife's car hardly ever because it doesn't have a radio in it. She's got a nicer car than I do, and it would be nice to drive it every now and then, and it just happened to be loaded full of Goodwill stuff, so I had to take it. And I told her when I left the house, your car's got a radio in it now. I can take it. Anyway, I don't like to drive a car without a ham radio in it.
Well, my handhelds go to the wayside. I'm just a little bit too far out to be able to use them to get into this machine, and the activity on the local machine here is just nothing hardly. But I'm not traveling right now. To me, we're not headed over there like we were, you know, two or three times a week. So I may pick something up a little bit later on, but right now I just got my base rigs here. And I was able to work the, I guess it's yesterday. Yeah, yesterday I was able to work the voice repeater on the ISS. They turned it back out again, I think, yesterday or maybe the day before yesterday. And, of course, it's real busy, but it's got a good signal. It's pretty easy to hear.
I'm 74DJW. I saw something about, you know, they got four astronauts up there, I believe, that are amateur radio operators now. And that the activity was going to be a lot higher on it. And I saw something on Facebook that had one of the four ladies that was up there, had her... to it, but I didn't have time to look into it in depth, but that was pretty cool. And I guess with four amateur radio operators up there, they're keeping those guys busy every minute that they're not like working on their projects and stuff.
Heard in the astronaut zone, you know, worked a guy in Illinois and a guy in Atlanta that I know him. I mean, he's a friend of mine. He just happened to be on. And the repeater has got 5 watts now out. It's 145.990 up and 437.800 down. And of course, you have to shift it around for the Doppler as it crosses the sky. But it was pretty loud at 5 watts. And they got the new D710s up there now. And that's also the digipeater now. It's 10 watts, and you can hear it with a rubber duck now when it's headed over. I hadn't tried it with a handheld, of course I don't have one, but I did try to get into it last time, but it was real loud coming in here.
Is that the one that's on 144.85 or no, 140, yeah, 144.85 or 88, something like that?
Yeah, the APRS digipeater is on 145.825. And it doesn't require a tone, but the voice repeater does. It requires a 67 hertz tone, and I didn't have any trouble. Man, it's loud coming. I mean, I'm listening to it inside the house. It's loud coming over And other than the pileups that you get, I'm not having any trouble hearing people or them hearing me when the QRM is down.
Okay, well, in the past, I've left my APRS rig sitting on that frequency, listening for anybody that was transmitting it, and left the volume turned up. You know, normally on a digital station, you don't have the volume turned up, but I left it sitting there for days, hoping to hear them, because I never could get into it. So I decided, instead of letting that radio go to waste, just leave it sitting there, leave the volume turned up, and if anybody else gets into it, while it's going overhead at my QTH, I'd be able to hear it. But nothing. Now that I know that they've got a better rig up there, I'll try that again and see if I can get into that. I never was able to, but I was using vertical too, so I'd have to get it when it's coming up over the horizon or going down.
To be frank with you, I hadn't had any luck with it. I mean, I've run the beam, you know, run a couple of beams up there too, and it works good on that. But I put a Ringo Ranger up here inside the house to see if it worked with that on high altitude pass. And I got in, just on the APRS part, but I wasn't able to receive anything. And it's just because of the roof shielding and that sort of thing. But I'm not having any trouble hearing it or getting into it. At least I had in the past with the beam. But they've got it turned off now. They're not going to turn the digipeater back on until late January or early February, from what I understand right now.
And that's the same rig, same antenna I'm using. I'm using a Ringo Ranger in the attic. But I won't try it again until late January. Anyway, I'm here at home, Jerry. I'm going to go in the house and eat my fish. I've been out fishing at Long John's. Anyway, good to know this handheld still works. Appreciate you coming back to me. Take care. Stay safe. N4DJC, W4DJW.
Yeah, Dave, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Good talking to you. Enjoy that Long John service. I sure miss having some of that stuff. Have a good afternoon. Talk to you later. N4DJC, clear.
Today, and for IQ.